This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Tips, Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi and I'm here with Boaz and Gillian from StudyLink.
Hey.
Hi. Guys, how are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Good, thanks.
Yeah. So Gillian is here with us to talk about StudyLink, as I already said. And for you leavers, you school leavers, this will be great for you because who doesn't want to know about StudyLink and getting student loans and fees and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself, Gillian, for the audience?
Hey, I'm Gillian. I've been a part of StudyLink for 14 and a half years now. And I'm here to answer your questions, get you sorted.
Exciting. Yeah. All right. So we'll get right into it. Our first question is, what is StudyLink?
So StudyLink's part of the Ministry of Social Development, a government department that provides people with financial support.
Okay. Awesome. Very nice. It was nice and quick.
Yeah,
I was
nice
like
brief.
Surprised. So the second question then is, do I need to sign up for StudyLink?
Yeah, you do. You do need to sign up for StudyLink. So once you've made that decision to study and you want to apply to get money from us, you need to set up an account and make an application.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So it is. How can StudyLink help me?
So we may be able to help you with your compulsory course fees. So that's what it costs to actually do the course.
Mm-hmm.
Course-related costs, so things that you might need for your course, textbooks, stationery, travel to your course, set of knives if you're doing chefing, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And day-to-day living costs. And sometimes we can help with ongoing medical costs, and if you have children, childcare costs.
Nice. Yeah. Could I ask, what is like the most common thing that you know that people will spend their money on for like university, other than like resources for like books and stuff?
So transport, sometimes a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got placement, sometimes you need to stay away from home, so that can be another cost that you have to think about.
Yeah, true.
But pretty much it's your rent and your food.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
The essentials.
The essentials. So then what does the application process look like?
Okay, we want you to apply as early as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So that you get your correct payments on time. You apply on the StudyLink website, so that's www.studylink.govt.nz, and you want to click on Apply Online under our online services, then apply for first-time student, and then log in to Apply Online, and that'll take you to where you set up your Realme account.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Once you've done that, you need to do an eligibility test. That'll give us an idea of what you might qualify for. Then you go on to do an application online. You need to make sure you get that done and submit it, because people do forget that little important
Don't
part.
Don't forget,
at
guys.
The end. Okay. Once you've done that, we'll start looking at your application, send you a letter to let you know what you need to provide to us. And once you've sent us your verified ID, you can actually use your My StudyLink account to track how your application's going.
Nice.
Cool. And then once we've got everything we need from you, we ask your education provider to tell us about your study details, and then we can get your payments underway.
Awesome. Wow. Could you explain what Realme is for those who don't know what Realme is?
So Realme is a service provided by Internal Affairs, Department of Internal Affairs, so StudyLink doesn't own it, but it can help you with various government departments to is a one-stop shop for ID.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take your passport or photo ID into a post shop and actually get that verified that way. At the moment, that's taking about 6 weeks to do. So you don't have to do that to apply with StudyLink. That's really important.
Okay. Nice. Have you applied for StudyLink, Boaz? No.
No,
you're not going to university next year, are you?
No, I'm not.
Saving up. I'm in the process of it. Just for them to know. So, with the application process, what necessary materials do I need to apply, which you already kind of touched on?
So you need an internet connection, that's the first part.
Yeah.
And some browsers are a little bit dodgier than others, so something like Firefox, Internet Explorer or Microsoft Edge are the best ones to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You need to know the start and end date of your course, roughly, where you want to study.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need to know your inland revenue number, so that's your number with the tax department, your bank account number, And if you weren't born in New Zealand, you'll need to know your resident status and the date that you came to New Zealand to live.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else? Just that?
Those are the main things to do the actual application, but we will ask you for verified copies of your ID. So a verified copy is a copy that's been cited by someone like StudyLink officer or Work and Income or a Justice of the Peace who've seen the original, and they write on the copy that they've seen the original.
Yeah, good idea. I'd just like to mention for like when you get stuff signed by JPs that you can like find them at like malls, eh? You can find them at like a like Chartwell, Centre Place, The Base. I don't know if The Base does it, do they?
So I'm not sure, but if you go online and type Justice of the Peace, and you can put your suburb in, and there might be one who lives really close to you as well. You just give them a call and find out when they're free.
Yeah, so easy as, guys. So then next question, Boaz.
What necessary materials do I need to apply? You did? Oh, my bad. Sorry. How do fees-free scholarships and student loans work with StudyLink?
So you may be able to get your first year fees-free.
Yes.
You do need to check if you're eligible for this by going to the fees-free website. So that's feesfree.govt.nz, and you need your national student number. You put your national student number in, you'll get an answer yes, no, or maybe. If you were born in New Zealand, you've never done any tertiary study before, it should come up with a yes, and there's nothing else you need to do. If it has a maybe, you might have to do another few steps, like fill in a statutory declaration. And if you do qualify for fees-free, you won't need to ask StudyLink for a loan to pay for your fees through education provider.
Nice.
You might still want to apply for a student loan to cover things like your course-related costs or your living costs if you need them.
Right.
Nice. That's pretty cool. So then, follow up from that. Did you have anything else to add? Or?
Oh, there was things about scholarships. So StudyLink does administer some of the scholarships, like the New Zealand scholarship and TeachNZ scholarships. So if you've applied for one of those, we might send you a form to fill in for that as well, and you'll need to provide your bank account verification for that one.
Nice. That's pretty good. I would just like to mention the NSN number. That's the one that they receive, eh? That's the one that they need to provide. So that's like you'll receive it from, you can find it on NCA, your NZQA account, or you can receive it in those slips that you get before your exams. Juniors don't need to worry about it, right? You guys aren't leaving anytime soon. So next question then. What is the difference between student loans and student allowance?
So student loan is money that you have to pay back. Okay, it can be used to cover your course fees, your course-related costs, and weekly living costs if you can't get a student allowance. So at the moment, those living costs are $302.32. So if you times that by as many weeks as you've got study, you realise that adds up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be borrowing more than you need. So you have to start paying back your student loan as well when you're earning more than $22,828 at the moment. And then anything you earn over that amount, you have to be paying back. At the moment, 12% of your income before tax.
Nice. That's good.
The student allowance is money you don't have to pay back.
Yes.
So if you can get that one, that's awesome. But it does depend on your parents' income, and if you're working, it'll depend on your income as well. You can't get both the loan and the living cost, but you can top up with one. So, for example, if you only qualified for $100 of student allowance, you could still borrow $202.32 from the student loan if you needed it.
It's a very specific number.
It's a very specific number, but you don't have to borrow that much. If you only needed to borrow $50, you could still do that. So it's really up to you because it's money that you have to pay back. You have complete control over what you spend that and what you need, what you borrow.
Just like one of those buddies that you're like, hey, can I have $20? And then they nag you later on to pay you back. Just think of it like that, guys. It's easy, easy. Okay, so what parts of my study or university experience is StudyLink a part of? So like study resources and stuff like that.
So as well as helping towards the financial costs of StudyLink, we can help you with information and support to help you successfully complete your course. We can link you up to other information sites so you can make the right decisions for you. You do need to remember that you need to reapply for your loan and allowance each year or for every new course you do, so we're always a part of your journey until you get to the end. And if you have urgent or unexpected costs during your study, we can help with those sometimes as well. So it's a good idea to give us a call if you, something's happening with you and you don't know what to do and you can't get support from mum and dad, bank of mum and dad.
True. All right. No, that's you.
Yeah, what parts of my study/university experience is StudyLink excluded from?
So there are some things we can't help with. So if you're going into a hall of residence or hostel, we can't help you with that lump sum payment you have to come up with. Run of that. And sometimes this cost of student accommodation is more than you might get from StudyLink. Mm. So you need to think carefully about what you can afford and what support you may be able to get from other sources like mum and dad or scholarships, things like that.
Mm.
We also can't tell you what to study and where to study. That's up to you.
Yeah.
But we can help link you up to other places that can help you make those decisions, like Careers, NZ, Study Spy, things like that.
Nice.
All right.
Is that all?
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. I feel like I'm really sounding really impatient when I go, is that all? I just need to know everything. But we're going to go on a quick break and we'll be back after that. This was Tips to Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi and this was Boaz and Jillian. Yeah. And we'll see you guys soon.
I'm searching for the answers. Got to go and get them. Don't stop this position. Just trying to make a difference. Take all that to her.
Welcome back to Tips for Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi and we've got Boaz and Jillian with us.
Yeah.
We've just been talking about StudyLink and the application process, what StudyLink helps you with and what it doesn't help you with, but mostly what it helps you with. And so we're going to keep talking about some more of that stuff. So Boaz, shoot away with your questions.
What other resources would you suggest for school leavers going into uni?
So I think that it's a great idea if you talk to people who are in the industry that mm-hmm. you want to be in. Find out what qualifications they had
yep.
or what they needed to get through. So that's always a good one. Careers NZ, you can go on there. If you put something in there, it'll come up with a whole variety of places where you can potentially study. Study Spy compares universities or courses. But yeah, it's doing your research, and it's okay not to know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not sure what you want to do, maybe don't just jump into anything in studying, because there is a cost involved.
Yeah.
So yeah, take some time. It's okay. Lots of people don't know what they want to do, and it can be pretty scary. So,
yeah, I have a question actually, because I have a friend who mentioned this recently. For your fees free, you have to pass the year A for it to be free, right? Or do you? Or you can just do what you want. You don't need to pass the year.
You don't need to pass. So fees really? Free is pretty much. There are some criteria you have mm-hmm. to be meet the residency requirements. It's really similar to StudyLink. So mm-hmm. you have to be a resident for 3 years. To get StudyLink assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So same with fees free. But the fees free, the fees are paid at the start of your course or certainly in the first part of the year, the fees free. So there's no passing requirement there. There Sorry. Is passing requirements for student loans and allowances though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we can talk a bit about that later on if you want.
Yeah, that'd be yeah. great, that'd be great. Okay, so what are your top tips for when you're studying alongside with StudyLink there at your side?
So first time, every time, apply early. Okay, mm-hmm. it's never too early, it can be too late. So we usually don't pay you if you apply after your course starts. We can only take it from your application date, so mm-hmm. you need to apply beforehand. Because there's lots and lots of information that you need to provide us for your first time, it's a really good idea to get that underway. Even if you're not sure where you're studying, you can put more than one place in. But if you get that process started, then you're less likely to miss out. Mm. So Sweet. We're processing
Don't want to miss out.
Lots and lots of students. Can you imagine every school, all the students who are going to go into study, they're all trying to do the mm-hmm. same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
And we have a limited number of staff who, you know,
yeah.
all need True. To process that. So to get out, jump ahead of the queue, you'll see our campaigns maybe for 16th of December. So we say, don't forget to apply by the 16th of September. That yeah. doesn't mean it's a deadline, you can't apply after that. It's just if you can get your stuff done before then, we'll pretty much guarantee that we'll get you in payment on time.
Sweet.
Nice, that's pretty good.
So that's, yeah, top tip. Yeah. Apply early.
Good tip.
And there is stuff that we need. So verified ID, that's really important. We talked a little bit about how to get that verified through a Justice of the Peace.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really do anything much without that. We'll also need verification of your bank account. So that's something from your bank with your name, your bank account number, and it has to have a bank logo or stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you were born overseas, we'll need your residency information. And if you're unlucky enough to have been born in Australia, then you need to show it, because you don't get a residency visa. You actually have to prove that you've lived in New Zealand for at least 3 years, and that can mm-hmm. be a bit tricky. But that can be something like school reports that show you've attended school for the last 3 years and things like that.
That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
You also need to talk to your parents, because they're going to have to provide information to us as well. So there's mm-hmm. a parents form that they need to fill in, and they'll need to provide us with verification of their income.
Yep.
So these things can take a bit of time, especially if, you know, they have their own business and they have to find out from the accountant and all of that sort of stuff can take time.
True. Right. What about for people that don't have parents, or they have they're in foster care or something like that, if they're under 18?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah, is it? Oh, yes!
There's always exceptions.
Fist bump.
So some people don't have a relationship with both of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's been a breakdown or there's other reasons that they only have one parent, maybe a parent's passed away, there's a one-parent application form. So that's slightly different to the parents' form they have to fill out. There is a witness statement that has to be filled in.
True.
And if there's no relationship with parents, or you've been in care and someone else has sort of been paid for your care, like the foster system, or there's an unsupported child's benefit, then you can apply for an independent circumstances application. So that's on top of all of the other stuff you have to provide. You have to fill that one in as well. And there's a bit of a process with that one, because we do need you there to be a real, really good reason why we wouldn't look at that parents for you, just to make it fair.
Yeah.
And usually it's something really serious. So there's been some serious breakdowns with your family. So it's a little bit of an interview process that we do over the phone for that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's there's always exceptions, and if you're not sure, it's best to give StudyLink a call to get the right information, because sometimes the information from your friends, like with the free stream, isn't always accurate.
Yeah. Hey, just checking, you know. I'm just glad I got that. Great question.
Yeah.
All right, carrying on.
When do I need to pay back my loan? Like, how long can I wait until I need to pay it?
So pretty much if you're earning over, I'm going to get this right, $439 a week before tax, you'll be paying off your student loan. So if you're working while you're studying, you may actually be paying off your loan while you're working and studying at the same time.
So it's kind of like during while you work, you'll pay it off.
While you work, yep. So it's all to do with your tax code. So you'll have an SL on your tax code. So main source of income is M. And if you've got a student loan for however long you have that, you'll have an SL on your tax code as well. If you get a student allowance and you're working as well, you'll need to have one of those as a secondary source of income. Otherwise, Inland Revenue will tell you off.
They'll sort it out for
us. Naughty, naughty.
They'll tell us to change it.
Good. Anything else there?
I know there's a lot to think about when you're making decisions about your future, so it's really important. If you're feeling overwhelmed, to reach out to someone. It could be your careers advisors at school, your parents, or another trusted adult. But you can also call StudyLink and check out our website as well.
True.
Yeah.
I had a quick question as well. So many popping off the top of my head. Could you tell us the requirements for applying for StudyLink? Like, could I be 15 and applying or not? You know, these are dumb questions. But
no, not a dumb
great
question.
Great answers, right?
You can apply for a student loan if you're 16, but your parent has to sign the loan contract, or guardian has to sign a loan contract with you. They're not responsible for you or for your loan in any way. You're only ever responsible for your student loan yourself, but they do need to know what you're doing, so we get them to sign that. Generally, you have to be 18 to get a student allowance, although, of course, there are some situations. Maybe you've finished high school, but you're not 18. But if you can't go back to high school, you finished year 13, you can get a student allowance if you're under 18. And sometimes if you've got 42 or more NCA Level 3 credits, but you're under 18, you can get a student allowance as well.
Nice.
Sweet as. Is there anything else to emphasise with just the past things we've been talking about? Or
apply early again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might just touch on, when you get a student allowance, you need to pass more than half of your course to continue to get a student allowance for your next course or the next part of your course.
Good to know.
So something to think about. There are, again, always exceptions. So if something's gone wrong in your life, we can have a look at that and see why. If you got sick and you couldn't complete your exams, things like that, we can always have a look at it. And student loan, you have to pass half of all of the study you've done in the last 5 years. But we don't look at that until you've done about 2 years full-time study. So you get a bit of time to find your feet in the in the study world. but then, so we have to look at passing half for that one there. Oh, I had something and it's gone.
Oh, good. Mind blank. That's all good. I was curious, this might be a dumb question as well, is it the same across all universities and polytechs and, like, you know, like WinTech and whatnot? Is it the same for those kinds of institutions or no?
So they all work a bit differently. Mm-hmm. So when you're entering into an agreement with them, we don't have a part of that unless you ask us to sort of pay the fees. So you need to understand what their rules are and what their fees are, so be happy to be, if you're going to borrow a student loan, to know exactly how much those fees are and be okay with that, which is why it pays to look around. Some might be cheaper than others. And they have certain rules about if you're going to withdraw from your course and get your fees refunded, so they have certain time frames. So all of that is in their agreement, and you'll be entering that agreement with them. So, yeah, it can be a bit different, but, yeah, pays to read. Read your letters.
Yeah,
read your letters from us. Idea.
Don't ignore them.
Don't ignore them.
Make sure they're opened. I was going to ask a question, and it's gone from my mind. It's just contagious now. I was fully ready to ask you a question, and it's gone. Oh, actually, I remember it now. It's back. are there any reasons that StudyLink might not want to help you? Like, I was thinking worst case scenario, like you're a criminal or something, like you, like, I don't know, bad reasons, but could you
There are some situations where we can't help you if you're bankrupt. So if you've gone through the courts for bankruptcy, you can't get a student loan.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can actually receive a student loan if you're in prison, but not the living costs or the course-related costs, but you can actually do a course and get the fees paid.
Right.
So yeah, it's the passing stuff is most reason. If you're misusing the loan for any reason, then we can, you know, demand you to pay.
Yoink.
You
know. Would like misusing a loan or allowance be like buying a car, or is it kind of like situational kind of thing?
So maybe you're not spending your course related costs on what you should be, or you sign up for a course and then withdraw after you've got the course related cost. That kind of frowned upon stuff. But that affects your future entitlement, and it's only yourself that you're harming there.
True. All for a little bit of money.
Tell us if things change. That's what we want you to do. So when you submit your student allowance and loan applications, there's some obligations that you have. So you need to be telling us if your situation changes so that we can make sure you're getting the right information and you don't end up being overpaid or having something else go a bit wrong.
Interesting. Yeah. That's good to know. Yeah. Nice. Is there any ways for students to access StudyLink if they want to know more? Just like, you know, will they be coming to school? Like, will you be visiting anyone? Or is it strictly online? Stuff like that.
So we do try and get out to schools. This year we've been out to a few schools in Hamilton. All of this information is online. It can be a bit tricky to find it.
Yeah.
You can contact us by phone, and we do have two StudyLink offices here in Hamilton, and you can make an appointment to come and talk to us if you want to do that face-to-face as well.
Nice.
Sweet.
I was also going to suggest the career consultants at your school usually help you out as well, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. They're angels for that. Thank you so much for answering these questions, even though some of them were really some really wild questions there. Thank you so much, though. We really appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we end the episode here?
No. Good luck, everyone.
Yeah. Good luck for your exams, guys. This was Tips of Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi.
Joined with Boaz.
And we've been joined by Gillian, and we'll make sure to share all the resources for StudyLink in the description. Don't subscribe because this isn't YouTube, but we'll see you guys later.
Like and subscribe.
Thank you so much for being on the show. But yeah, this is Tips of Teens and everything in between. Bye, guys. Have a great day. Yeah, that's all. Bye.
Bye.
More episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.